The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is Season 6 of Totally Useless Information with Nick and Roy. Listen, laugh, and learn.
What is Lord Henry Cavendish's formula?
If you like to horse around, there's a dating site just for you. Hi, I'm Nick. Nay, nay.
And I'm Roy. Welcome to Season 6, Episode 16, where we scour the internet and other sources to get useless information just for you.
Plus, we'll open up our mailbag and the headline from news from around the world. You snooze, you lose your bride.
Totally useless information. It's everything you never needed to know.
Einstein was a moron. Newton was a jerk. A equals nothing. It's science, science, science.
Hey, if you have a fat tongue, that means you're fat too. As you gain weight, your tongue does as well, and it can cause many health problems. While it may seem intuitive once you learn that tongues, like the rest of us, can grow with the amount of fat stored in your body, it's not a conclusion that is easy to come to. Worse than that, the unseemly size of your tongue that coincides with your weight gain becomes a health problem for you, such as sleep apnea and other problems. So keep your tongue in shape.
Yeah. Workplace casualties happen all the time, according to a 2018 scientific study that was done. But there is one job and one workplace where this has never been recorded. There has never been one recorded worker casualty in this particular job. And it was done over a 50-year study, by the way. The workplace, a nuclear power plant.
Oh, wow. Really?
And we shut them all down.
Yeah. Why not?
Cheapest, best form of electric.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
They want to make sure that there are no casualties, so they just shut it down.
Yeah, well, we have one casualty sitting in the White House, but go ahead.
Well, once there's a casualty, you get buried 6 feet deep.
Whoa.
The practice of burying our dead at least 6 feet deep has a surprisingly practical birthplace. That of trying to prevent the spread of disease. During the plague that ravaged through much of Europe, the mayor of London came up with the idea to bury those who passed on at least 6 feet deep to prevent the disease that killed them in the first place from further spreading.
To put them closer to the water supply.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold on here. Six feet.
Yeah. I got to think of everything, Nick. I got to think of everything.
Yeah.
The bones in our bodies are really strong, right? But do you know that the hardest substance in your body is our teeth? The enamel that surrounds your teeth is the strongest substance in your body. I dated a girl once who had teeth like a beaver. That can't be good for the bones, right?
No. So you're saying...
I'm going to repeat that again. She had teeth like a beaver. That can't be good for the bones.
So she had a teeth like a beaver?
She had teeth like a beaver, Nick. She was not exactly a beautiful woman.
Yeah, okay. Well, how about this? So maybe she had a tapeworm.
No.
Well, listen, if she did,
Well, she basically did, Nick. Okay.
Well, how about the length of the tapeworm, since we're going along with the segue? Tapeworms are a resident of childhood for many people, as they are frequently found in the gut of children who have not washed their hands. So, remember, kids, wash your hands. But the parasite is no childish matter. The worms can grow to a staggering 32 feet inside
32 feet of tapeworm
inside of a human being, often existing unnoticed until it lives off of our bodies.
I'm trying to explain to my wife that I have a tapeworm. That's why I eat so much.
That's right.
But getting back to my old girlfriend, Becky, Becky Beaver.
Becky, yeah.
No, let me go on.
Yeah.
Ever wonder how scientists can judge the weight of a planet? I mean, they don't have a scale the size of the world and just put it on there. You know? So
right.
How do they know how much a planet weighs?
That's a great question.
Right? And this is like one of those questions that nobody really can understand.
Or cares about.
Okay. They use the law of gravity, Newton's law of gravity. The further away a planet is from the sun or a moon from a planet, by using those factors, a scientist can calculate in weight, basically, how much a planet weighs. It's Lord Henry Cavendish. That is my teaser. Mm-hmm. Lord Henry Cavendish, in 1797, completed Newton's gravitational theory, and he realized that he could judge weight by that. Speaking of Bucky Beaver, she was a big gal.
So as an aside.
There was no scale for her, so I used Lord Henry Cavendish's formula.
Yeah, his formula to getting kicked out. So
let me tell you, she was a big ass. She had her own gravitational pull. Well, go ahead.
Yeah.
I went over to Becky's to get, you know, the gravitational pull, so to speak.
Yeah. Okay. As an aside, when you're talking about that fact, it kind of reminded me of something. I'm up in Toronto where the CN Tower exists, and they have an observation deck, and there's a glass floor there.
I didn't do it because it was too foggy that day. We were going to do it.
Well, apparently this glass floor is safe because it could withstand the weight of three elephants. How they got the three elephants in the elevator to go up to test it, I have no idea.
They probably used Becky's teeth.
That's right. And her gravitational pull. Hey, yeah. Pistachios can go boom. Pistachios are not only undeniably delicious, but also undeniably dangerous, especially when kept in large quantities. The yummy nut has a high fat content. About 45% of the total mass of each nut is fat. All that fat results in creating the perfect catalyst for a spontaneous combustion, like Roy, if the nuts are not kept in a cool, dry, and well-spaced storage.
Yeah, Becky Beaver used to play with the nuts.
And did they go boom?
Okay, so I kind of like this. Lord Henry Cavendish.
Again?
So using Lord Henry Cavendish's formula to weigh Becky, but also I used that same formula to weigh the Earth.
Oh.
And so, well, I actually didn't use it. I'm not that smart, but I did look it up.
Useless is what you are, useless.
But anyway, using Lord Henry Cavendish's formula, the Earth weighs 6 billion trillion tons.
Ooh.
6 billion trillion tons, give or take a few Big Macs, but you know.
Wow, no wonder the Earth is bulging at the middle.
No wonder my tongue's so swollen.
Hey, thank you for joining us.
Becky.
Thank you for joining us, including Becky, well, for now. Week after week, we really appreciate your support. We're in over 65 countries now. 65. More and more countries are coming on board. They're trying to find out what is going on. Why are people so interested in Totally Useless information? So we
Nick,
really
can I say something, though?
Yes, you can.
Becky is a fictitious character and should not be misconstrued with anyone
That's right.
I knew in the past.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Roy's girlfriends, they're fictional characters. You're listening to Totally Useless Information with Nick and Roy.
Bow, wow.
Bow, wow.
Bow, wow.
Oh, yeah. All about Sam.
Yeah.
As though the show wasn't half sexed up to begin with.
Exactly. And if we haven't gotten into trouble already, how about this?
The following segment of the Totally Useless Information podcast may be too sultry and too sexy for some listeners.
For the rest of you, tough. We don't care.
We warned you.
Yeah. So here's some fake dating services. So in case you find these out on the internet, do not click because they're fake. Patch, mm-hmm. patch.com. For people who wear an eye patch and those who love them, patch.com, where you and your partner will always see eye to eye.
Oh.
Fake dating site. Swingmatch.com. Life is about trade-offs, even if it involves partners. Nothing is taboo at swingmatch.com. Fake dating site. Don't click on it.
No.
Hititandquitit.com. If you're looking for casual dates without the demands of commitment, well, we can help you find like-minded people. Have fun and run. Hititandquitit.com. Fake. It's fake.
Trust Nick. He knows. He tried them all.
I tried them all. Just to be sure, just for research purposes. And finally, this is another fake dating site, mulletlove.com, for mullet connoisseurs. They may all be business up front, but there's a party in the back, if you know what I mean. Mulletlove.com. It's like a mall of mullets.
Fake. Oh, I saw this one. It said it's a very handy website. DateYourself.com.
That's right. Only one can play.
You'll never have an argument with yourself. Okay. Attention. Frequent sex can improve a woman's memory. Nick, I said frequent sex can improve a woman's memory.
Welcome to season 6, episode 16.
Studies have shown.
Yeah.
I don't know what studies, but studies have shown that women who have more frequent sex have much better memories. No wonder my wife has lost her car keys again. But on this one, just men who have frequent sex with many women are shown to be much happier. That's not true.
But wait a minute. So
I just figured I'd throw that in there. But the women who have sex, their memories get better. Okay. Right. That is a true study, but it did not work for men.
Right. So women's memory improve the more sex they have. So they have no excuse to yell at somebody else's name in the middle of a session. Okay.
Exactly. Their memory should be perfect. That's what they get because they get together with all the other women and they discuss what happens.
That's
so they keep a very good, vivid memory of what happened.
Yeah, and then they write them up in Penthouse.
Exactly.
Here are some real dating sites. SeaCaptainDate.com. If you're a sea captain connoisseur,
you see, I do.
Sea Captain Date is the internet's number one dating site.
You wear your patch on that particular site.
That's right. Hey, you could walk the plank every night. Sea Captain.
She was very fond of me wooden leg.
That's right. Especially the hook. Sea Captain Date is the internet's
number one. Have a seat, Becky.
It's the number one dating site for sea captains who wish to connect with men and women on land and on sea.
This is crazy.
Where they share mutual love.
How many sea captains are there?
Right. Here's another one. Here's another real dating site, mousemingle.com. Traditional dating sites don't understand the passion people have for all things Disney. Mouse Mingle brings together Disney, Star Wars, Pixar, and Marvel fans because it is a small world after all.
You have to pick like a name when you go on those sites. And on that captain's site, hook.com, he's not very popular.
Oh, wow. He's a hooker. Another real dating site, beautifulpeople.com, is free. But you must be voted in or out by existing members.
Oh, that's a good one.
Based on your looks. So if you're ugly, do not apply. This is
no, but see, that's cool because you want to know something? If you're applying for it, then you've already agreed to be judged. If you don't want to be judged, don't go on that site.
Beautifulpeople.com. And one last one. Here's my teaser. EquestrianSingles.com. It's a place for horse lovers to meet online. With more than 100...
Is it people that, like, enjoy riding or enjoy riding?
They enjoy horsing around.
Like, is it a horse lover? It's like, let's see. Tennessee Walker, swipe left. Stallion, swipe right.
That's right.
Oh, look at this Appaloose.
Now, with there are over 100,000 horse lovers that have signed up for this.
Nick's pretty fond of Shetland ponies.
EquestrianSingles.com. You're sure to find a stable relationship.
Hey.
Hey's four horses. Wow.
Okay. Get ready for this one.
Mm-hmm.
In a study.
Well, you've been studying a lot lately. Yeah.
By these scientists who are insane. In a study done by scientists found that our pain threshold is increased when you're aroused. So you can experience and deal with a lot more pain when you are sexually aroused. This study was done in Germany by a firm called Dominatrix. The head scientist, and I mean head scientist, her name was Mish Master. No, that's not true. But The study showed that people that were sexually aroused could deal with an enormous amount of pain. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay. How are things going? Oh, she's a real pain. So things are going great then.
Yeah. What'd they do? They said, they're sexually aroused and they're in a relationship. That's a lot of pain.
Seacaptain.com. Sounds of the ocean can help you with better orgasms. The founder of an erotic audio company, claims
that genre of music.
It is. it's the sound of whales. Orgasm.
Exactly. Yeah. This is a good website.
Yeah, that's the
on captain.com.
So they're not whale sounds. The whales are having a good time. So listening to the sound of crashing waves can help train the brain to have better orgasm. Gina Gutierrez, 31, made the kinky claim at a 2022 TED conference, telling 1,500 people that sound is intrinsic to sexual pleasure. She started her talk by playing a 5-second audio clip of waves crashing against the shore, and the sound of the waves crashing against the shore can induce listeners into a state of relaxation, allowing them to subsequently get in touch with their sensual side. At the end of her talk, everyone lit up a cigarette, and the fire alarm went off.
I prefer a good Barry White song or maybe a Donna Summer's Love to Love Your Baby. Kind of gets right to the point, doesn't it?
As you're looking for your sea captain.
Yeah. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes.
Wait, I just thought of something.
Song, yeah, they're good loving songs.
I'm going to go back to seacaptain.com. So does that make him a seaman?
That's right. Uh-huh. Yes, he is. Speaking of semen, male sperm.
Wow, what a segue. I did not know that. Wow, okay. Speaking of
male sperm has many anti-wrinkle properties.
Oh.
Similar to face moisturizer.
Mm-hmm.
Applied to a woman's face, sperm can be very beneficial to younger looking skin.
Right.
And the whole time, I thought those movies was something different. They were really about applying moisturizer.
That's right. They have dry skin. If your skin is dry, have we got a solution for you?
Yeah, it's like watching those movies is like a way to show the application.
That's right. Yes. Hey, it comes with its own app.
His new meaning to the word facial.
Get yours today. Applicator included. Wow.
Excuse me, what's your applicator's name?
Johnson, Mr. Johnson. Hey, speaking of getting your cookies off, whether it's a brief hookup or a lifelong partner, safe sex and sexy undergarments are key. Especially when they're combined. A first for undies, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has authorized prophylactic panties for sexually transmitted infections.
Ha!
The ultra thin.
And for the guys, what, a rubber trench coat?
No.
And one of them Gloucester fisherman hats.
Back to the sea captain.
Don't forget the patch.
That's right. The eye patch. The ultra thin.
Now we're getting real kinky.
Yeah, we are. The ultra thin synthetic flavored underwear from Laurels prevents your lover from biting off more than they can chew, but leaving you and them without an STI. Oral, you know, down there is not exactly risk-free, according to Dr. Janine Marazzo, There's an increased need for extensive protection, especially as teenagers are initiating their first experience down in the nether regions, if you know what we mean.
And her name is Doreen Maratsoff?
No. That's Dr. Jean Marazzo.
Maratsoff.
No. That's the previous fact where the waves crashing against the rocks. Founded by Melanie Crystal, Laurels makes disposable latex underwear that prevents the transmission of bodily fluids. So check it out. Sold in both bikini or shorty cuts, the panties are as thin as condoms, but taste way better, like vanilla.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a Dairy Queen, you know?
Hold the sprinkles. Wow.
Wow is right. The penis.
Yeah.
Don't you love this sex topic?
Oh, beautiful.
The words is great. The penis has approximately 4,000 nerve fibers. I counted them. Mine had 4,200, but
you're above average.
Why should I brag? Compared to a woman's clitoris.
Right.
You say potato, I say potato. You say vanilla, I say. Which has a woman's clitoris has 8,000 nerve fibers.
Oh.
So, and people don't know this. They have double the nerve fibers than a man in their nether regions, so to speak.
Right.
And I said, how can we teach kids this in a better way? And I thought to myself, the double mint gum commercial. They have double the nerve fibers.
Right.
It's double your pleasure.
Exactly.
Wasn't that the gum commercial?
It was double mint gum. Double mint gum.
Yeah, and then we'll probably get some email. The nerve of you. Yeah,
but when we say kids, we're talking about your teenage kids. When it's time to teach them about safe
sex. Teenage kids. Yeah, like 25.
We want to make. Yeah. It's about
these
time.
Kids are having sex. Nick, forget about it.
So we always
having babies at 16.
It might be useless information, and we joke around. We want to make sure you stay safe out there. So don't forget to pick up a pair of your.
Yeah, pick up the vanilla underwear.
That's right. You're listening to Totally Useless Information with Nick and Roy.
You know, lately, Nick, I was feeling really tired, and we spoke about this. My friend Bob introduced me to Athletic Greens. This product is amazing. It's got a great taste. It's like a tropical fruit taste. I take it in the morning. It is amazing how I sleep better at night. My stomach feels great. It's like supporting my gut. I have so much energy. I haven't had this much energy in so long.
Well, it also supports my gut, and I have quite a gut to support. Now, just don't take our word for it. Athletic Greens is trusted by leading health experts such as Tim Ferriss and Michael Gervais. And right now, it is time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop and a cup of water every day. That's it. It's all it takes.
I'm going to tell you right now, it doesn't cost more than like a cup of coffee a day to feel fantastic and great, and they're giving a special offer for us to give to you.
Go to athleticgreens.com/emerging and they will send you a free 1-year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Again, go to the website athleticgreens.com/emerging, and if you go to our website, we'll have a link there as well at nickandroy.com. 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens, and it'll help you start your day right. Go to athleticgreens.com/emerging. And now it's time for Totally Useless Information with Nick and Roy as they present Dreams. Wake up. Wake up. Dreams.
What was that?
Mm-hmm. Okay, men who lay on their stomachs while sleeping are twice as likely to have a sexual dream.
Oh, okay.
Then I thought to myself, men who lay on women while they're sleeping are 100 times more likely.
Exactly. Hey, what if you're dreaming that that you see or wear a hard hat in your dreams?
Oh, I don't know.
I've never dreamt. No, you never, seen yourself wearing a hard hat in your dreams? Never?
No.
Well, if you do, it implies you need to protect your ideas. Someone may be trying to take credit for your work. Ask Becky. Alternatively, the dream may be telling you that you're being hard-headed. Yeah, that's it. That's the one.
Yeah.
Hard hats.
You needed a hard hat with Becky the Beaver.
That's right.
This fictitious woman has a whole story going on.
She does. Thank God it's fictitious.
I feel like I actually know her.
And so does the audience.
Strange things will seem very normal while you're dreaming because the portion of your brain that makes sense or rationalizes things is actually shut off, which is the way Nick goes through life.
Why is it dark in here?
That explains my dream last night, though. Nick walked into a party with 1990s Carmen Electra, not Carmen Electra from now, 1990s Carmen Electra.
Right, okay.
And he tells me, he walks up to me in the dream and he says, "Hey, Roy, Holly Berry's waiting for me in the car for later." And then you walked away laughing and Carmen walked over to me and she said, "Hey, Nick's been filling me up with totally useless information all day long.
Get me away from him. Thank you."
This was an actual dream.
Okay.
She said, "Nick's been filling me up with totally useless information all day long." And I said, "That's disgusting."
You should see a therapist. Denim, if you're dreaming of denim, whether you see it or you're wearing it, it signifies ruggedness and durability. The dream may be analogous to your ability to withstand or endure a difficult period in your life. So if you're dreaming of denim, you're rugged and durable.
Women, it seems, are more prone to nightmares and scary dreams in their late teens and adult years. That makes no sense to me. They marry us.
Yes.
That water went down wrong.
I took a sip of water. I did one of those spit takes.
So I thought to myself, what is a horrible nightmare for a woman?
Uh-huh.
And I thought to myself, a big, long, just mud-filled road. And all they have in the trunk of their car, which is open, it's filled with Louboutin shoes.
Wow.
What a horror.
It was. The price tag on those things? If you're dreaming of fishnet stockings in your dream.
Am I wearing them?
Well, whether you see them or you're wearing them in your dream.
I look great in fishnet stockings and a hard hat.
That's right.
Could you picture that?
Ladies.
Now spit up.
Roy, hey, you could just imagine Roy in a hard hat and fishnet stockings. Rugged and durable. So see or wear fishnet stockings in your dream, Roy, symbolizes sexiness, lust, and allure. The dream may be telling you that you need to be more daring, however.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The getup is nice, right?
Yeah. Fishnet stockings.
A woman wears a getup. That's what I call it, a get up.
Get up. Yeah, get up and go.
You'll get up. Becky used to. No.
Yeah, she has to put on the get up to get down.
Well, listen to this one.
Yeah.
There is a condition called nightmare disorder.
Oh.
It's for real. Some people have the same reoccurring nightmare over and over and over every day until it literally affects their personal life. Some scientists have named this disorder marriage. No, really.
Oh, come
on. It's called nightmares disorder, and it is a true fact, and it can affect your personal life. You lose so much sleep that you can't function properly, become depressed, marriage.
Yeah. Come on, we're both happily married. You know that. No, whether they know that, it's a different story.
I was going to say, they're the ones that are happy.
If you're dreaming that you're wearing a chicken suit, it implies...
With the fishnets on and the hard hat.
That's right. as you're putting on,
I'm going in.
as you're putting on those edible.
Somebody call a colonel. I'm going in.
Hard hat, fishnet stockings, as you're going in for the edible vanilla flavored panties.
Yeah. Yeah. Call the colonel for the chicken outfit.
So if you're dreaming you're wearing a chicken suit, it implies that your subconscious is calling you a chicken.
Ooh,
you're lacking
the reverse thing
that you're lacking confidence in yourself. So do not be don't be alarmed. You know, if you dream of a chicken suit, what you're probably thinking is probably true.
There you go.
What's in the mail, babe? What's in the mail?
Beth, good old Beth from Richmond Hill, Ontario, here in just outside the Toronto area. She writes, Dear Nick and Roy, we love listening to your show on Friday mornings. Now, I know that you release the show on a podcast on Thursdays, and I hear you on the radio on the weekends. But when we're driving to the grocery store, we like to turn off the negative news and turn you guys on. You make us cry with laughter.
When we've been known to make women cry.
That's right. Ask Becky. When we stop at a red light, the people in the cars next to us see us crying with laughter. Once we roll down the window to explain what we were listening to, we told them to go to your website and download your show. Thanks, guys, for making our weekly grocery shopping ritual enjoyable. And P.S., we think both of you are cute in your own way.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.
What's her name?
Beth from Richmond Hill, Ontario.
Hello, Beth.
Hello, Beth.
We're like two idiots, right? Well, I'll just speak for you. So these people go to nickandroy.com. That's how they leave us these messages. You just go on nickandroy.com and then you leave us an email, you know? So this one, I love this one. You guys, I love it.
Okay, thank you.
That caught my attention right away. Okay, are we still on the sex topic?
No, I guess not.
Claudia from Sonoma, California. Oh. That's wine country.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She says, you guys, I love it. My birthday was the best ever thanks to my totally useless birthday greeting. She said, I called to my friends. I called all my friends and told them I shortened it to the T-U-B-G. Totally useless birthday greeting. The okay. T-U-B-G.
Right.
She says, thanks so, so much. I can't wait for a friend's birthday to get one for them. I cannot tell you how much fun it was and how exciting it was to hear that information about the day that I was born. And if you go to nickandroy.com, you'll understand what Claudia is talking about. You go to nickandroy.com, you go on to where the birthday greeting thing is on the thing up top.
Yep.
And you can actually hear a sample of it. This is the greatest gift that you could ever give anybody.
It really is. Nickandroy.com.
And now for something completely useless.
Capybaras, in order for you to get the most nutrition out of every meal, capybaras, the animal, are autocoprophagous, meaning...
Phagous?
No. Autocoprophagous, meaning they eat their own...
They hang out in the village.
No, they eat their own poop. This practice, which they participated in each morning, provides them with bacterial flora.
This animal eats its own poop.
It's yes, the capybara. It provides them with the bacterial flora essential to proper digestion. Hey, maybe the capybara should try out Athletic Greens. It'll be better than poop.
I wonder if the capybara phagus actually sleeps, because you know the old saying.
What's that?
Don't shite where you sleep.
Right. So maybe to help with their digestion, maybe the capybara should try some of the Athletic Greens. Anyway, so capybara, go to athleticgreens.com/emerging. Because the grasses they consume are hard to digest, this process allows their bodies another chance to absorb the precious day's fibrous meal.
Oh, so they get a second crack at it by eating their own poop.
That's correct.
Shouldn't we call up the poop guy?
Ron Bloomer, maybe we should. You know what? It's been a while since we had Ron Bloomer on. Maybe we'll talk to him about capybaras.
Yeah, people got to go listen to that show. That was wild. Yeah. Ron Bloomer. Okay, Here's the useless fact that you guys need to get the pen and the paper. We'll wait. Tick tock, tick tock. You should have had it already.
Yeah.
The word pixel.
Yeah.
Okay. Where'd the word come from? It is a contraction of words. The words picture cell and picture element were placed together to form the word pixel, which is what we call now the amount of dots per screen for a picture, the pixel.
Dots per inch, yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead, folks. If you need to rewind, rewind now and write down it's the word picture cell and the word picture element to form the word pixel.
Pixel. All right. Speaking of pixels, today we talked about science, we talked about sex, and vanilla-flavored undergarments. We talked about dreams. It's time for the news.
And now, from around the corner and around the world, this is TUI News.
Today's news item comes to us from a listener who went to nickandroy.com and clicked on Contact Us, and he said, hey, check out this for your news from around the world. So thank you, Perry. In an interesting turn of events, the father of the bride in India got his daughter married to a relative instead of the groom because the drunk groom did not reach the wedding venue on time.
So he grabs somebody.
A relative.
Out of the ordinary.
That's right. Relative. A relative instead of the groom. All the preparations were done and everything was ready to go for 4 o'clock. The bride and her family kept waiting for the groom to reach the venue, but he did not arrive until 8 p.m., 4 hours later. It is said that the groom and his friends kept on dancing and drinking.
Imagine the shock when he got there.
The groom and his friends.
Cousin Ahmed was now hooking up.
With his bride. The groom and his friends.
Cousin Ahmed was flipping around her vanilla underwear out into the crowd there. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a whatchamacallit. What do you call that?
What?
Garter.
Garter, I see. So vanilla-flavored garter. Yeah, okay, sure. The groom and his friends were drunk. Well, we really thank the listeners from India. We have all kinds of listeners from India, so thank you. When the groom arrived, the bride's father flatly refused to get his daughter married. All the preparations had been made. The bride's father had consulted a relative who had come to the wedding, I guess they were single, and subsequently got his daughter to marry him.
Wow. Now, this actually happened.
The father of the bride said the wedding ceremony is supposed to be on April 22nd. The groom's side were busy dancing. The wedding time was 4 p.m., but when they reached the menu at 8, too late, I got my daughter married to one of my relatives.
Let me tell you, in India, this is no joke. I mean, they have like 300-400 people there. Do you know that they actually paint the women's skin with henna?
Right.
For days, they do this like tattooing work. It's not permanent. It's temporary just for the wedding. So when the father realized that the drunk fool was probably on CaptainMeetup.com.
Yeah, that's right. He put a squash to it. So this is one of the customs. That's right. You're talking about henna. And coming soon, really soon, the Total Useless Information with Nick and Roy, a brand new topic, customs and traditions. And we'll talk about all kinds of stuff. But in this case here, this is...
There's another one. Speaking of henna, there's a topic called The Things Nick and I Do with Hens.
No, it's not. You know, we'll try to find out what that is because that's all the time we have for this episode.
I need to understand this. I don't want to have to travel all the way to Calcutta to find out what happened here. So the woman is married to this man.
To the relative of the father of the bride.
She had to know him.
Well, I guess so. But, you know, I guess the person happened to be single. Hey, you over there. Come over here. Come here.
Yeah.
What are you doing for the rest of your life? Could you imagine the father of the bride proposes to this guy who he has his daughter marry him?
Yeah. Wow. The father probably said he's got a lot of money. Look, he's got a wallet full of money and a Master Curry.
Anyway, thank you, Perry, our listener Perry, who loves our show. And thank you very much. Thank you, Perry, very much for listening. Hey, and thanks, everyone, to all of you for listening to this episode of Totally Useless Information with Nick and Roy. We're going to scour the internet and other sources
yes.
to get more useless information just for you.
And turn around, folks, and tell all your friends. I mean, we had an email today of people that were screaming out of their cars like lunatics.
That's right.
This is going crazy. It literally is going viral. We really appreciate everyone that listens to this show. We thank you so, so much. And please go to nickandroy.com and leave us some messages. You'll get on the show.
You can also leave a voicemail message there, too, now. So go to nickandroy.com. I'm Nick.
And I'm Roy.
Thanks for listening.
Totally Useless Information with Nick and Roy is a production of nickandroy.com. Visit nickandroy.com to access the full library of episodes or wherever you get your podcasts.